This is the highest league you can play in. Not unless there's another league on Mars or Pluto or somewhere. Guess what a receiver at this level does? He has one thing. What's his job? Catch the damn football.
Bears have lost again. No boo boo boo. They're almost 2-10. No boo 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 boo. Three quarterbacks, they stink. Oh boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.
In NFL
again, no boo-boo-boo-boo.
On TV, the Bears will lose. Just wait and see. Play the game of glory. Will they ever make the playoffs? I can dream, I can still dream. NFL.
This is the 11th game. That is real stupid football. Stupid.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Boo. Hoo, 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 hoo.
New holiday song.
Yes, it is.
Play around the fireplace.
Exactly. I think around, I think.
On Sunday afternoons.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin Powell is joining us in the studio right now for this segment. Not that he's not always somewhere near a studio. And Glenn Kozlowski, Koz, and he's part of that Hamp OB with Koz show that you hear after the Bears games right here on 720 WGN. And Koz, you were a receiver in the National Football League, weren't you?
I was, shockingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a little chubby and a little short, but yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were a wide receiver. In the, you know, the, as they like to say from your era about the white wide receivers, they run really great patterns.
And catch the ball. Uh-huh.
That's important.
Right. Sure-handed.
Right, sure-handed. He's a guy he'll go across the middle. Now, what? Here's the thing. Here is the thing that let's just face it. What we saw here yesterday, and it was unbelievable. And you have to feel very, very badly for Matt Barkley. And I think also for the receivers. I think Bellamy, especially when the ball went right through his hands. I mean, he was inconsolable for that.
Yeah.
I mean, just take us to that moment right there. Because at the NFL, right, you got one job.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, look, here's the thing about it. Because we were talking after the game, and literally – if you dropped a pass like that for Mike Ditka in the day, you were gone. I mean, he would cut you, you know, as soon as the game was over. Hey, kid, you're a great kid. I love you. And, you know, if you want to come hang out with me at Christmas time, great. But you're not an NFL player. I mean, you're gone. So, the only thing I could say is I think he was so excited. This was his big moment. It was such a great – he ran such a great route, too. That was the worst part about it. He got this huge separation, and he forgot that one little detail, and that is don't let the ball hit you in the chest because you're always going to drop it.
Well,
you catch
also
the ball with your hands.
Coming off the
– receivers got to catch it with your hands, right?
That's, and he came off his feet. I mean, isn't that – isn't? I mean, yeah. He turns around. He dekes the defender. It's the old button hook that we used to play in Sandlot. And it's easy for me to say that I would have caught the ball, but I'm not in the NFL.
Turn around, right?
But, right, you run, you turn around, you stop, you turn around, and then he came back toward the ball, and he was in the end zone, clearly in the end zone, would have been a touchdown. And he got all excited, and instead of keeping his hands out, right, he – tucked his hands underneath, his palms up.
T-Rex arms.
T-Rex, and he jumped up in the air to try to catch it. I'm like, not even in college do I see those guys. Not in the Ohio State-Michigan game did I see guys do that.
No, you didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about it. I coached high school football for a long time and hated the referees every second that I coached there and still feel the same, I might add. And I'm sure Jim Harbaugh would agree with me, just at a different level.
Sure.
But.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing you teach your receivers is you catch the ball with your eyes. And it seems so simple, right? But most people, you got to put your hands this way. No, you catch the ball with your eyes. And your hands will adjust to what your eyes see. When you leave your feet, you lose, the stable vision. And your hands get goofy and it bounces off your chest and then into your face mask. And then onto the ground, and pretty much you're just wondering, why do I get to wear a uniform?
Right.
And I really do, because you know what? The kid, he's worked hard to come back, but, you know, there was 10 drops. So
10.
That was a tough one, but there were 9 other ones, and I'm thinking it might even be more than that.
Among all the receivers.
Right, so it spreads around. It was almost contagious in some ways that they all were sort of doing that.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I feel horrible, but if you're a pro and they actually pay you to catch the ball, if you don't catch it, you know, there's not a lot you can say. You don't belong.
You know, there was always this argument. I've heard this over the years with the Bears, unfortunately, that I think it was Rex Grossman was a left-handed thrower, right?
And Grossman was righty.
Or was he a righty? Wait, no, who was the left-handed?
Sometimes he threw like.
Who was the left-handed?
Cade McNown.
It was Cade McNown. That's who I'm thinking of. It was a left-handed quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they would say that the spin of the ball was different. The rotation of the ball is different.
Right.
And so, therefore, some receivers have trouble with that. Now, there was nothing to, other than Barkley throwing a little bit of a floater ball to some of these guys, he really, by the second half, this was the most amazing thing. The Bears made second half changes to what they were doing. They adjusted. And
I mean, is that amazing? It only took 11 weeks and they adjusted.
They adjusted. And interestingly enough, Tennessee didn't make adjustment. Couldn't make adjustments to their adjustments because the Bears adjusted. So it was like it was for the first time I saw it. But I want to go back to this because I saw this. And cause I thought about you guys and I thought, oh, my God, they're going to lose their poop over this when someone on the Bears sideline called the timeout with 2:06 left. They had one timeout left, and they were coming up on the 2-minute warning and a change of possession. So two stops of the clock, and they burn a timeout over 6 seconds. Who would do something like that?
That would be the Silver Fox, right? Because he's the head football coach, and you know Dan Hampton has made it his personal agenda to make sure that John Fox isn't in Chicago next year. But literally, you know, change of possession. And you think about third and fourth down, and really there were two drops on third and fourth down because Barkley threw the fourth down pass to the only place that the receiver could catch it, and he dropped it again. But imagine if you had that timeout and calmed everybody down and got them refocused,
yes,
you know, for that last 24 seconds of the game.
Right.
Hey, guys.
But we didn't use it. We didn't use it because, you know, that's timeouts are overrated.
Oh, God. Oh, God. By the way, they showed.
Come on, everybody knows that. Timeouts, schmimeouts. Who cares?
They were showing that graphic of John Fox in high school. Did you see that?
And they showed that he looked like Spicoli, right?
He looked just like Spicoli.
Yeah, didn't he? And I mean, I grew up in California, San Diego, on the ocean. So, yeah, I knew a bunch of Spicolis, and John would have been right there with us.
I didn't know he looked like that back in the day. He looks the farthest thing from that.
Ordering
today.
Pizzas at halftime?
Yeah.
And he had a little bit of that sort of surfer dude. Like, maybe stoner, maybe D-bag kind of kid, you know, where he's kind of like, he was the one that you didn't want to mess with because he was kind of mean.
Uh-huh.
You know, he had that look. And now when you look at him, he still has that look like he's kind of mean. And John Fox is a guy when he was in Denver. I had a lot of respect for the Denver Broncos. It's one of those teams that you know, we get to see a lot in Chicago, you know, for the later, you know, CBS broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And now with the ticket, especially when Peyton Manning went over there. And I used to watch Jay Cutler in Denver and like him, right? But there's something about that transition. We should just stay away from Denver now as the Bears. Stop, even those blue and orange. Don't take from them. Don't. Maybe from the New England Patriots. Maybe we should start learning from them.
That would be nice. TB12. Didn't he broke some kind of a record over the weekend.
200 wins over the
weekend.
Thank
you, Kevin. I just wanted to make sure we highlighted that today.
God.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no, you're right, though. And here's the thing, though. You know, John Elway did get rid of John Fox before they won the Super Bowl.
Right, that's
true. I mean, you know, they'd gone to the Super Bowl.
Because he lost the AFC Championship.
And you're out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
They
got crushed against Seattle in the Super Bowl. I mean, they got whooped, and he said, enough. I've seen enough. You're gone, John Fox. And lucky for us, we got to pick him up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is Matt Barkley, does he get some of your vote of confidence, a little bit of that? He had a couple of bad moves there at critical times, but a lot of people said he was solid. And is this somebody who is strictly a backup quarterback, Kaz? Are you saying, does he have some chances here of being better than that, bigger?
He's a backup, but he's a good backup, I think. I think he'll develop to be a little better. But he's, you know, look, he's not going to get you to the, as my good buddy and legend Ed O'Bradford, Ed Obi says, a world championship. He's not going to get you to a world championship.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to call it the Super Bowl, but who am I to argue with?
Yeah, but OB has won a world championship, so that's why he calls it that.
Yeah,
that's how that goes, yeah. When you got that ring, you can say it. All right, thank you very much, Kaz. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kaz.
Hey, happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.